You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you currently calling from a safe location or a safe area?
Yeah, I'm at my home.
Okay, and can you please provide me with your first and last name?
First name is Mudassir, last name Bilu.
And can you please provide me with a good callback phone number just in case the phone line gets disconnected?
818-579-3069.
And again, that's 818-579-3069.
You got it.
Okay, and would you like to receive text messages for once I'm able to secure someone? It would provide you with their name and estimated time of arrival.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and message and data rates may apply. And may I please have your policy number and the last six of your vehicle's VIN number?
Can you pull up with my any alternative information, or you really need that?
Well, that's the only way that it gives us to look it up by. But if you don't have it, I can try to contact Mercury to see if they're able to pull it up.
I can provide the policy. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, 0401 091703 36970.
Okay, and what's the last six of your VIN number?
Last digital win. Let me see. Give me a second. Give me a sec. Give me a second, I'm just loading it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's last six digits, 063782.
063782.
You got it.
Okay, and what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that you need assistance with?
2013 Lexus GX460 white.
And what's the reason that you need assistance on today?
It's cranking, so most likely a battery issue. Most likely it's a battery issue.
Okay, battery issue. And is the vehicle currently in a parking garage, or is it in an open area?
It's in the parking garage, so it's going to be tough for the truck to come in because it's, like the car is facing frontward, so that's the situation we got.
Do you know the clearance for the parking garage that it's in? Is it like a public parking garage or one that's attached to a residence?
It's attached to a residence, and then basically the thing is that, like, the end goal is to tow it if it doesn't, like, turn up, you know? So we should put a request to tow it, but if it turns on, then I'm not going to have them tow the car, you get me?
So you wanted them to try to jump start it?
But I don't want to be in a position where they come and jump start it and then they don't have a truck to tow it if it doesn't turn on. So I think we're better off requesting it to tow it and then go from there, basically. Yeah. Hafsa? Yeah, you got it. Thank you so much.
And how many cars are in the garage? Like, is it a garage that they have to drive into?
There are four of them. What's up, Haris?
Is it a garage that they would have to drive inside of, or is it one that, like, it's just you drive the vehicle in there?
Yeah, hello? What was that?
Is it a garage that they would have to drive inside of to get the vehicle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'll have to drive inside, and then they'll have to drag it outside. I have a high feeling that's going to turn on once we jump it. So, I mean, I don't know what you recommend. I mean, it's cranking, so I don't know.
Is it starting but it's not staying on, or what is it doing?
It's like the thing is the honk and everything is working fine, but then when I try to turn it on, it cranks it. And here's what happened. So yesterday it was turning on, but very slowly. The engine was responding slowly. Then I turn it off, then I turn it on and turn on. Then the third time, it started to crank. So that's when I started to feel that the battery is going to go away. That the battery is going to be messed up.
Okay. Do you know the clearance to the parking garage that it's located in?
It's like you can drag it outside, but you can't. It's not front facing.
So do they have to drive the tow truck inside of it to drag it out, or are they just like?
Yeah, there's plenty of space that they can drive inside and then drag in and put the car up.
Okay, so since they have to go inside of it, we would need to know the clearance height of it.
The what size of it?
The clearance. Like, how tall is the garage?
Well, there's no top, it's sky open.
Okay, and can the vehicle go into neutral?
I can try it. Let me see. Let me check it real quick. Give me a sec. Let me try if I can. Oh. Let me see.
और कोरोना से जम भी आएंगे और क्यों नहीं तो ग्रीटा ना सदर का
see like it's so much perfect but then when I try to turn it on like you'll hear it. So that's the thing. Neutral, right? No, it doesn't. It's locked.
Okay. And do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel drive?
It's a four-wheel drive.
Okay. And do you consider the vehicle to be an antique vehicle, although it's just a 2013?
Yeah, it's 2013.
Jump the ankle or less?
And is this service the result of an accident?
You think if I jump it with my other sedan, you think it can turn on the Lexus? It's a Toyota Corolla.
Were you asking me or you were speaking with someone else?
I just want to know, do you think that if I were to jump it with my other car, is it going to turn it on or is it dangerous?
You can jump it with another car because that's what they're going to do. They're just going to use a vehicle to jump start it.
Okay. Let me try it then. So I'll call you back in a few, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.